News for those who lose things. The U.S. is planning a database of stolen and lost cell phones. George, you have this story. This is actually from Rolf Winkler.
Yeah.
He couldn't be with us today. A front page story. Growing problem of theft of cell phones and also people losing them too. People say they've lost.
They were stolen, but they've actually lost.
So what? How does this work?
Well, this seems to be a good first step. They're starting a national database to keep track of all phones that are reported as stolen, and the carriers have agreed to turn off or disable the phones from being able to use voice or data, and it will be a way to contain these stolen phones from getting resold on the market, on a black market, and thus trying to limit the damage that way.
Do you think it's a good idea?
So the idea is to make the phone less valuable to the thief.
That's the thief idea.
Because,
exactly.
Because when I lose my phone, I call up Sprint or whomever, and they turn it off, and I'm covered as far as that goes. It's not a matter of protecting the consumer. It's the idea that it should make it less valuable for someone who wants to resell it.
And give them less incentive to try to steal it.
Yeah.
So then the hope is that the number of thefts will go down. Many countries overseas already have done this, and they have seen some results. It hasn't stopped the thefts of those types of phones, but it has lowered the number of them.
Now, up until now, you could just eliminate what's going on with the SIM card. But the phone, you can switch the SIM card and then the phone remains. This gets over that problem of just switching the SIM card, right?
Not quite. The SIM card issue is still there for those phones that run the SIM card, which are AT&T and T-Mobile phones. Sprint and Verizon use a different technology that doesn't require SIM cards, so that they're immune to that issue. But the SIM card issue is a problem, but the carriers have agreed to start looking into ways to get around that, maybe adding another level of the features to make the SIM card have to put in a certain program or numbers to make sure that they're working with the right phones.
Now, what I know about thievery is fairly limited because I don't do much of it, but I do know I do know that people, credit cards can be deactivated like that. You can do it on a computer, say, deactivate my credit cards, bang, they're done. That doesn't seem to stop people stealing credit cards.
Well, I think the problem with credit cards is you don't realize they're stolen for quite some time or years if you're not paying attention. That's the problem there. Your phone, you know within a couple hours that you don't have a phone anymore, right?
Okay, but that can be a couple of hours of calling Afghanistan.
Yeah, I think it's not the equivalent problem. What happens when your car gets stolen is eventually someone calls up and says, have you been to the Dominican Republic recently because I see you've been charging a lot of gas there? And you say, no, I've never been there. And then that's how that gets resolved. But you can't do that much damage.
And you don't see that is the same problem.
No, because the other issue is when you have a phone and if you bought a phone that's a 2-year package, then you got that phone stolen, and you have to buy another phone. You have to buy another 2-year package in many instances. It doesn't ease the problem of having to spend more to cover those plans.
And this is, but anyway, what we've learned from Rolf Winkler's front page story today is we have a step in the right direction of making stolen phones less valuable so you have less to worry about.
And some teamwork with the government, with business, and with the local communities working together.
Teamwork with the government and business and police. Wow, that's amazing stuff. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure. George Stahl of Dow Jones Newswire. We really appreciate it.